Well, we've reached agreement with all of the telco service providers that they will block the worst of the worst, the child abuse pornography material that's available on the public internet. The police have issued notices to a whole range of companies, and the few remaining companies that make up about 10% will start receiving notices. But we've had notices issued by the police. The companies are cooperating, and we welcome that. And this follows my call in 2010 for the Australian Law Reform Commission to review the category known as refused classification. And they came back earlier this year and recommended that a new category be introduced called prohibited content, which would include the worst of the worst in terms of child pornography. So I've accepted that recommendation from the Law Reform Commission, and we've been in discussions with the telecommunications companies, and we're pleased to say that we've reached an agreement, notices have been issued, and about 1,400 sites that are monitored by Interpol will now be blocked.
You argued for 5 years that the compulsory internet filter was needed. Malcolm Turnbull says this morning, after 5 years of bluster, you're abandoning the idea. Do you feel silly now having to walk away from it?
Well, we've actually reached agreement with the industry to block child pornography, and we think that is a significant step forward. The public had a chance for input. I called for a review of the refused classification category back in 2010. That review went through 2011 and reported back this year. And they said the current definition of RC was too broad and a new category should be put in place. And I've accepted that, and I've taken the recommendation and been negotiating with the industry, and now we've reached agreement. It's a sad day when someone thinks that not blocking child pornography is a good thing.
I don't think he's arguing that, but the decision does fall short of the original intention of what Labor promised of a filter, which was to blacklist sites beyond those relating to child abuse.
You're talking about the 2007 policy. In 2010, I called for a review of the category of refused classification because there had been genuine community concern. That review consulted the public, conducted by the Law Reform Commission, came back with recommendations earlier this year, and we're accepting them.
Why has it taken you 5 years to come to this realisation?
Well, the review took place, started in 2010, and it's been completed now, and we've accepted the recommendation. I think that's a very thorough process we've gone through. We've been negotiating with the telecommunications companies, and we think this is a very good outcome.
The mandatory filter was promised by Kevin Rudd. Are you glad that you're rid of another Rudd policy that many warned was impractical?
Well, as I said, I think your categorisation is wrong. We've just announced that we successfully negotiated banning child pornography, child abuse material. We have the industry supporting it. And I think that's a very good outcome.
The Australian Christian Lobby says the decision is disappointing, that too many teenagers will have access to inappropriate images on the internet.
Well, they've been long campaigning for much broader than the filter. They've long campaigned on a whole range of issues. And what we've done is listen to the Australian Law Reform Commission's recommendations, which were based on wide-ranging community consultation. And we've accepted one of those key recommendations.
What do you say to parents now who thought the filter was a good idea? Are their kids still going to be able to access inappropriate material on the internet?
Well, you've shifted from questions around child abuse and refused classification now to inappropriate content, which is a very nebulous term. I'm not quite sure what you mean by that. There's a whole range of material. We've gone through a process where the Australian Law Reform Commission went out and consulted the public widely. There was a year-long review. And following that consultations with the public, the Law Reform Commission have made the recommendations, and we have accepted the recommendation when it comes to this. So that's a wide-ranging community consultation.
It's understood that Optus and Telstra have developed a filter now that effectively does what you've announced today. Is that right?
They stood next to me at the press conference when we negotiated it with them. This is back in 2010. This is an agreement Telstra and Optus reached with me back in 2010 when I announced the review. So Telstra and Optus were standing next to me and when they announced that they would be introducing this, and now we've extended it to the rest of the telecommunications company.
Many in the public would wonder, given the promise that Kevin Rudd made in 2007 for this compulsory filter, now that you've announced this policy today, has it been a waste of time and money?
I don't think it's a waste of time or money when we block child abuse material. I think this is abhorrent, and that almost everybody in the community would support this.
How much of a problem is it?
Well, there's 1,400 websites on the list right now. This is updated weekly. It's the policing agencies have an international agreements and understandings. They monitor. It requires two different agencies to support it being put onto the list. So we've got a system where the international policing agencies now are very proactive on this. There are 1,400 websites. And this particular mechanism didn't exist in the year 2007 when we first announced our policy.
Minister.
So it's evolved over the last few years, and we welcome that. And we welcome that the child abuse pornography sites will now be blocked.
Minister, in 2010 on Q&A, you said that a mountain of criticism wouldn't make you run away from this policy. Your political opponents are going to argue just that today.
Well, we successfully reached an agreement following a law reform commission process, which came back and said the refused classification system is too broad. So a public consultation took place, and the law reform commission said this is too broad. And I said when we announced this in 2010, I'd accept the recommendations of the Law Reform Commission, and that's what I've done.